Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Here we go. Hello. How are you all doing? Welcome to the 2020 Best of the Best Army Wife Talk Radio Show Awards. Oh. We're naming our best episodes from 2020 on Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host for today's festivities, your new six correspondent, Jolene McNutt, and I'm here to celebrate our incredible star level guests that we featured this year. It's just an honor to be nominated. Let's be real. If you were on our show, you were nominated, and we appreciate you sharing your gifts with us this year. However, at the end of the day, we can only name three winners in each of our categories. And we have six categories today. So when we award you, we have a special honorary award. It's very coveted. It's very special. It's very near and dear to my heart because I made it myself. And I hope I can do all of you justice with this incredible coveted trophy for the best of the best. I know, right? Who wouldn't want this incredible trophy just sitting on their mantle, right? Who wouldn't want that? In fact, we're going to put it right back here so we can all enjoy it as we go along. I know, it's a boot. I don't have much. It's 2020. I don't have much to work with. So I have a boot because guess what? I have a theme for this. We're kicking down doors and taking names to empower our military community. Or something like that. We're going to have some fun today. Obviously, we've gotten started with that. But as we look back on 2020, some of you might want to forget that the whole thing happened. However, I'm a seeker of silver linings. And here in 2020, I think it had silver linings for our military community. Our guests have shared their passions this year, and they all come back to us. They connect back to us in some way or another. You may have listened to an episode. It happened to me a few times this year. I'm like, wow, that guest was incredible. I don't see a point, like I don't see the connection right now for me, but I know someone that could benefit from this. And so many times I pass that information on to someone else who could benefit. So here we are. If it were up to me, I would choose all of the episodes because they were all my favorite. I'm not exaggerating. It's turning into a joke now because I'm like, oh my gosh, that was my favorite episode. No, that was my favorite episode. They're all my favorite, but Sharif said we have to pick. So I'm going to name three winners in six categories today, but they're all still my favorite. Don't tell Sharita. So to our Army Wife Talk Radio guests, you made an impact on us this year. You empowered our military community, and we're so grateful to be a part of this great big military family with you. So without further ado, it's time to announce some great big winners. In our first category, it's filled with mill spouses who are empowering other mill spouses. Can I just say, wow, wow, our military spouse, our spouses are incredible. They're really amazing. This is my favorite category. Okay, they're all my favorite category. And they're all my favorite episode in this category. I couldn't pick one truly because they each bring something else to the table. They each bring something that benefits our military community. I'm blown away by the gifts that military spouses have and so willingly share with our community. If a rising tide lifts all boats, an empowered military spouse lifts the whole military community. So without further ado, here we go in our first category, empowering mill spouses. at number three, episode number 764, Corey Yates, founder and director of Planting Roots. Corey is growing an organization dedicated to building a community of Christian military women. She helps military women find community through faith. Corey shared that the military community is similar to the giant redwood trees. In fact, these trees, they're so giant and so tall, but did you know that they have very shallow roots? In fact, most only go down about 10 feet. What holds them up through earthquakes and strong winds and fires and storms and flooding is that their root system is intertwined with other redwood trees. They literally hold each other up. And interestingly enough, only redwoods have the strength to hold up other redwoods. If you want to learn more about Corey, visit her on Military Women and Wives on Facebook, or go back and listen to episode number 7064. Number two in our Empowering Milsposes category is Bree Carroll, the AFI Air Force Spouse of the Year. Bree Carroll is passionate about building strong military families. She offers marriage coaching and created a military marriage day to celebrate annually on August 14th. Bree says, your marriage is not just serving you, it overflows into the next generation. So you can find more about Bree at bcarolevents.com. We'll have all these in the comments, of course, for you. And our winner in the Empowering Milspouses category, episode number 762, Yvonne Combs, AFI Army Spouse of the Year. Yvonne Combs is the founder of Operation Deploy Your Dress. The organization helps women to defray costs associated with purchasing formal wear for military balls. Operation Deploy Your Dress now has 9 locations near military bases. Yvonne Combs says, empowerment is knowledge and strength in numbers. You get more knowledge from the people you have in your network tribe than you can accomplish. You get more knowledge from the more people you have in your network and tribe, and you get more accomplished when you do it together. There is strength in numbers. Oh, isn't that beautiful? In our second category, we have some of the most powerful stories right from our sisters and brothers, those who are grieving children, who have been thrust into caregiver roles, who have faced addiction and overcome, and who have faced mental health challenges and are here to offer hope. Revisiting these podcasts reminded me of the resilience and strong communities that come alongside our military families. Okay, I'm not gonna cry. who come alongside our military families who are going through dark times. So, in our category of encouragement for tough times, in third place is episode number 724, Ashley Murray, Sacred Sisterhood in the Trials of Life. Ashley Murray shared her story of loss, grief, hope, and love. After PCSing, strangers became family when the Murray family experienced extreme circumstances with their health of their children. She's an advocate for building community wherever the military sends you. Her story will tug at your heartstrings clearly, and give you hope in the military community. At number two, episode number 736, Minnie Curry with Military Caregivers and the Fisher House Foundation. Minnie Curry talks about her journey as a full-time caregiver and the importance of the Fisher House Foundation and how it played a big role with her family. Minnie's husband, Anson, sustained a traumatic brain injury while serving in Kandahar, Afghanistan. They have learned to use humor to work through the challenges of her husband's recovery. The Curry family lives in San Antonio, Texas, where Minnie manages 90% of her husband's care. The Fisher House provided the Curry family a community, a support system, and helped to lessen the financial burden of staying nearby while Anson was recovering in the hospital. You can learn more about the Fisher House Foundation or the Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. And the winner in our Encouragement for Tough Times category is episode number 772, Dr. David Tharp from Project Healing Heroes. Project Healing Heroes founder and CEO, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. David Tharp, discusses the organization's mission of empowering trauma resolution for our nation's heroes. Dr. Tharp shared how his own struggles led him down a path to creating hundreds of resources for military members to heal from trauma. His nonprofit empowers combat veterans, active duty military, first responders, and their families. They help to resolve trauma through awareness, resilience, and support. His long-term goal, he talks about this in this episode, is to create this powerhouse nonprofit for multiple organizations in order to offer support to our military and our first responders. It's really a powerful episode. So Dr. Tharp says, empowerment is the process of strategically and boldly releasing one's internal fortitude, knowledge, and will in the face of unrelenting forces. I have nothing to add to that. Visit him online at projecthealingheroes.org. Changing gears a little bit here, 2020 has possibly challenged me the most personally in parenting. Our son is doing 100% virtual school this year. For months earlier this year, parks were closed, and there were days I wasn't sure I was going to make it to dinner, let alone actually make dinner. So listening to our incredible guests gave me courage to face another day of pandemic parenting and find ways to have fun in the midst of it all. I was so encouraged by our guests that even, as I said earlier, sometimes I wasn't at that stage of parenting. But as I listened, I was like, wow, I wish I had this resource when, you know, my son was younger, my son was an infant. And so I just thought these are great resources that I could connect with other military spouses. And so I encourage you, if you are in a stage of parenting and you're kind of struggling, go back and listen to some of these episodes. They're so good. Pandemic parenting doesn't have to get you down. We have some incredible experts who are willing and gracious to share their knowledge with us. Okay, here we are. Empowered parenting category. Third place, episode number 774, Dr. Tommy Black with the Esteem app. Dr. Tommy Black has created a free app designed to help parents make progress with their children's mental health, emotional health, behavioral health, confidence, resilience, and development. Their first major rollout has focused on ADHD, and it gives parents tools to help empower their children. This is a free resource. It's incredible. If you are struggling with ADHD, run to chooseesteem.com and look into it. It's a great opportunity for you to help your child and give them just some empowerment in their own life. All right. Episode number 720. Oh, this is number two. Second place, episode number 722. Jordan Beck the COO of Fun Academy, who created Sergeant Stubby in American Hero, the movie. Fun Academy focuses on real story-driven content derived from history. Jordan Beck shared how Sergeant Stubby, an American hero, came to life. It's the incredible true story of a stray dog who formed a bond with the 26th Yankee Division and went on to serve in World War I, where he participated in 17 battles. He has been called the most decorated war dog of World War I. This is a fantastic movie for the whole family. Put it on your list to watch over winter break. In fact, in my son's words, he said, "That movie was awesome. We should watch it again." So I think we will watch it again this couple weeks once we have winter break and we're looking for some fun things to do. I would watch it again. It's that great of a movie. And our winner in the Empowered Parenting category is episode number 754, Misha Taylor with Momversations. Veteran Misha Taylor shares her Momversations through social networking. Military spouses suffer a lot socially and psychologically, so Misha works to empower military spouses. She has created the first social matchmaking company for military spouses. Her platform can help you create a village before you even PCS. She also offers coaching resources for moms who need a little extra help. Misha Taylor says, empowerment is doing the things in your life that give you continual guidance. That's always learning things and looking for your positive connection and things that give you joy and purpose. Find her online at unitingmilspouses.com. Our fourth category might be my favorite. Just kidding. They're all my favorite. You all know that already by now. I love to read. And so here we are, our Educate Army Wife Network Reads. Our fourth category features talented authors from all genres, from memoir to self-help and children's books. There's something for everyone on our book list. In fact, these books would make great Christmas gifts if you're still looking. So in third place in Educate Army Wife Network Reads, episode number 744, Jawanda Bryant, author of Danny and the Deployer series. Army veteran Jawanda Bryant created her Danny and the Deployer children's book series after serving as her FRG liaison and helping families prepare for deployment. Through her book series, Jawanda helps children cope with deployment and develops an appreciation for service members and their sacrifices. Jawanda also gives us little tidbits, little 60 seconds of serenity, she calls them. They're my favorite. They get sprinkled throughout some of our episodes. So listen for the little extra nuggets because she's pretty incredible. Okay, in second place, episode number 738, Becky King, I'll Lend You My Daddy. When Becky's husband deployed to Afghanistan in 2012, their 7-year-old son, Benson, struggled. Becky was unable to find resources that her son really connected to, so an idea was born. Becky shared that they were simply lending Benson's father to the world, and a book was born. And our winner, episode number 770, Dr. Marissa Porges, author of What Girls Need, How to Raise Bold, Resilient, and Courageous Women. Veteran Naval Officer, Flight Officer, Dr. Marissa Porges is head of the Baldwin School and author of What Girls Need, How to Raise Bold, Resilient, and Courageous Women. Her book explores practical ways to help parents of girls navigate and grow essential character traits to help them succeed. This book is a must read for parents of girls. Dr. Marissa Porges says, empowerment is having the skills to be your best self. You can find more about her book at marissaporges.com. Okay, we're nearing the end. Hang in there. We're at category number 5, engaged career. According to the Department of Defense, 24% of the military spouse labor force is unemployed. That's 6 times higher than the national unemployment rate. This number doesn't take into account the number of military spouses who are underemployed, those who are in jobs that are not making the full uses of their skills and abilities. But this isn't the end of the story. We featured 10 guests who are working to break down the barriers for military spouses to have engaging, fulfilling careers. That's what I'm talking about, kicking down doors for our military community. So our top guests in the engaged career category at number 3, episode number 730, Inez Ruiz, Diary of an Entrepreneur. Inez Ruiz, a former Cambridge lecturer, shares how Army spouses can become entrepreneurs and create and establish a successful career even with frequent moves. She also created an online school to help other teachers become their own successful entrepreneurs. You can find her online at diaryofanentrepreneur.com. In second place, episode number 716, we have Delia Interini from the Warrior Scholar Project. Marine Corps veteran Delia Interini serves as the program director of the Warrior Scholar Project. The Warrior Scholar Project makes it easier for veterans to transition from the battlefield to the classroom while helping to maximize educational opportunities. Find them online at warrior-scholar.org. That's warrior-scholar.org. Okay, it's 2020. We're doing award shows from home with boots as trophies and dogs dropping their toys in the background. That's where we're at. And the winner in our engaged career category is episode number 750, Kelly Grivner Kelly from Hire Heroes USA Serving Spouses Program. Hire Heroes USA created the Serving Spouses Program in 2018 to help military spouses find rewarding employment. They offer professional resume revision, mock interviews, interactive webinars, a job board, and have helped more than 3,000 military spouses find gainful employment. That's a good one, gainful employment. Kelly Grivner Kelly says, empowerment is believing in yourself and having faith in your abilities. You have to believe in yourself. If you don't, no one else will. And she says, don't be afraid to ask for help. I love that. And finally, we have come to our 6th category, my favorite category. I know, I'll let it go. empowering organizations. Once again, the competition was fierce. Have I mentioned that every single guest this year was my favorite? Because it was. And when you listen to these, I'm not kidding, you can't help but be excited about the empowering organizations that are out there. There are so many organizations dedicated to serving our military community. And it runs the gamut from helping us plan your future and become financially stable, to ensuring readiness on the home front when your spouse is deployed, to giving back through partnerships and financial assistance. It's truly overwhelming the amount of assistance that's available in different areas. And I think this is one of those areas that you're like, you run across someone who you may not need it, but someone else might. These are the episodes to listen to. So because it was such fierce competition, guess what? We ended up with some ties. Oh, my favorite. If I can't pick one, pick them all. Okay, so I didn't pick them all, but here we are at a tie, episodes in third place, episodes number 718, Steve Weintraub from VetTicks, and episode number 752, Jill Waters with the Military Family Readiness Council. So we'll be getting with VetTicks. VetTicks teams up with major sports teams, leagues, promoters, organizations, venues, and ticket holders to provide free and discounted tickets to more than 21 million military members and veterans. Steve says that when our military and veterans go to an event for free, we want them to enjoy, relax, spend precious time with their families, and feel a part of American life. VetTicks is committed to creating those experiences every day. You can find them online at VetTicks, VETTIX.org. And also tied at third is episode number 752. Jill Waters is serving a 2-year term as a military member of the Military Family Readiness Council, which discusses policies, procedures, plans, and initiatives that support military families globally. MFRC meets quarterly in Washington, D.C. to collaborate, strategize, and make recommendations to the Secretary of Defense to support and enhance military family readiness. Okay, episode, our second place, our another tie, but it's because it's the same organization. So here we are, episodes number 776 and 780. Frank Myers, Andy Griggs, and Angie Kay with the Love Lives On album. Love Lives On is a special recording project in collaboration between military survivors and renowned Nashville A-list songwriters and singers. It is a partnership between two nonprofit organizations, the Roots in American Music Society and the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, also known as TAPS. All proceeds from this powerful album go to TAPS. These two episodes explore what happens when songwriters, singers, and families who have lost their military member come together to share powerful stories through song. This is definitely one that pulls at your heartstrings, so I recommend checking that one out too. And the winner in our Empowering Organizations, episode number 784, Elizabeth Lee with USO Spouse Programming. We released this episode on Monday. I'm talking like it's Thursday today. We released it 4 days ago. Clearly everyone's done around here. So we've had an incredible response to this. The United Service Organization, also known as the USO, has been supporting service members for almost 80 years. Elizabeth Lee is a military spouse and program manager for the USO's Military Spouse Programs team. The USO had to pivot from in-person programming to virtual events this year. Big surprise, we're all rolling with it, including squeaky dogs in the background. So they have had such an incredible lineup of guests, including celebrity makeup artist Caroline Ashton, who I need to go and watch because I would love to learn more about doing my makeup, especially for videos, Zoomed in, LinkedIn, that sort of thing, Zoom, Google Meets, the whole deal. They had Dr. Shanita Williams, who's the author of Feedback Mentality and a TEDx speaker, and Say Yes to the Dresses, Monty Durham, who taught how to cut your own hair at home live. The USO's coffee connections are powerful ways to get connected to the military community no matter where you are. Elizabeth Lee says, empowerment is something that comes with good company. Feeling you have the resources, support, knowledge, and confidence to achieve your goals. There is power in our connections. Isn't that true? And that's what we're doing here at Army Wife Network. We are working to connect you because we want you to be empowered. Elizabeth Lee, you hit it. You said it exactly right. So to wrap this up, congratulations to all of our winners. We are so grateful to come together and empower our military community. There is power in our connections. Thank you for your passion, your dedication, and your tireless work to serve our military community. If this is something that you want to be a part of, we are entering into our 16th year on the air, 16 years of Army Wife Talk Radio. Can you believe it? 16 years. So 2020, we're already scheduling. We're actually booked out almost through May, believe it or not. But we are always open to working with you. So if you have space next year and you want to partner with us, we'd love to bring your message to help educate, encourage, empower our military community. Drop us a note at info@armywifenetwork.com. We're also looking for special guests to feature on our holidays. So if you have a Memorial Day, a Father's Day, a 4th of July, a Halloween, all of it, we are looking for special guests there. If you have a holiday specific message, we want to talk. Once again, just drop us a note, info@armywifenetwork.com. Thank you for joining me today. Just celebrate and seek out some of those silver linings of 2021. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.